and welcome to ICIS podcast. I hope everyone is healthy and keeping well. I'm Jasmine Koo, and today with me I have Clive Ong, our editor in charge of the Asia Pacific Benzene Report. Hello, Clive.
Hi, Jasmine. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. It's a huge pleasure having you here with us today. So the market has recently observed significant price increase from the upstream all the way to the downstream amid a variety of factors, including the recent polar storms in the US, which curtailed supply. Can we have you share more with us on how the Asian benzene market has been doing in terms of pricing since the beginning of the year?
Okay, sure. I think for Asia, benzene, similar with a lot of other petrochemicals, has been rising rather sharply in the first quarter of this year. I think there is an inflation bias built into the whole market, given the massive amount of stimulus that has been injected into the market last year. So in fact, we can see the effect from maybe the fourth quarter of last year, where stocks, commodities, and housing markets are all rising. So of course, when the vaccine-led recovery takes place, we see supply chains coming back to life, but they are still more or less disrupted, not fully functioning. So in this case, there is a lot of bottlenecks and backlogs in the market, and we see that in terms of like tight vessel space, logistical problems, stuff like that, which also contributes to the rising prices of commodities in the market. So benzene, likewise, is no exception. Prices have gone up quite a bit, from maybe 650 in January, all the way up to, let's say, 900, maybe towards the end of February.
That's a huge jump, actually. So, I mean, it is no secret that benzene is currently facing supply crunch, because on my side, I'm also in charge of MDI, as you are aware. So we are seeing a lot of tightness in the upstream markets. So how is this impacting the market's demand and trade flows?
I think for benzene in particular, the upswing, I mean, a large portion of it, I will say, is contributed by supply factors, especially in February. In February, for example, we had PTT number one plant, the aromatics plant in Thailand, shut down due to outage. We also had Isot Petrochemicals in Vietnam. We also had Hung Yi Petrochemicals in Brunei, all having issues in the month of February. And not to forget the earthquake in the eastern part of the Japan Sea, which affected plants and refinery in Sendai and Chiba. They had to shut down for safety. So all these factors came in, I think, at the same time and tightened the supply of benzene in Asia. So that's one of the reasons why prices have risen like 50% over a few weeks.
Yeah, that's really a huge increase over there. So what about like trade flow then? Because I understand that typically, you know, we have a lot of trade going on for benzene and even styrene monomer with the US and so on. So how has this latest development impacted the market?
Yeah, I think Asia is a net supplier, a net exporter of benzene to the US. And of course, now we know that with the solar storm, with the cold snap and the cold freeze over in the US, prices there has really jumped up significantly, which has led to an increase in prices in Asia as well. So there is a close relationship between these two markets. So with the higher price in Asia, actually the arbitrage to the US is more or less closed, but all is not lost, because now when this happened, we saw a big jump in demand from China. Suddenly, after many months of limited imports, now the Chinese imports of benzene has kicked off, has burst out of the gates after the Chinese New Year.
I see. Thank you very much. So, I mean, I would personally believe that that has some element of restocking in terms of the, you know, dwindled inventories and so on. And perhaps also because of strong downstream showing in terms of the pricing.
Yes, I think so. Also, I mean, if you remember, we had this, the Chinese government was advising people not to travel back to their hometown, to ask people to stay put so that not to spread the virus further, not to cause the spread to worsen. So I think a lot of factories and manufacturing plants in China, some of them operated. So on the whole, I think more plants were operating during the Lunar New Year compared to previous years. So with that, we had a still opening. So when the Chinese New Year was open, most of the workers are still around the plant areas. So those plants were able to differently compared to previous years. Now, in the previous years, maybe you have to wait 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or even a month for your workers to come back. But this year, probably some of the plants will start almost immediately. As soon as the Lunar New Year was over, they could just start their production. And of course, this led to a strong demand for a lot of chemicals, including benzene.
I see. Thank you very much. So lastly, can we have you share your views on the outlook for the rest of March and possibly April as well?
I think given the strong upswing in prices, including benzene and across the petrochemical complex, it is not unreasonable to expect maybe a sideway movement or even a downward movement for a little while. I think maybe March and April, we could see some form of consolidation or correction in some markets or in many markets. But given that there is an inflation bias built into the system already, I mean, you can see from the 10-year US Treasury bill, it was 0.4 maybe last year, but a year later, now we are at 1.4, 1.5. So the market and the bonds are signaling that inflation is coming. It is already here and it's rising. So for chemicals and for general commodities, maybe there is a period of consolidation, a couple of months, or even for the whole of the second quarter. But maybe by the middle of the year onwards, we should see inflation reasserting itself. And I think generally speaking, prices of commodities such as crude oil, benzene, all this could be going higher again.
Thank you very much, Clive, for sharing your valuable insights today with all of us. Also, to all listeners, it is now even easier to subscribe to our podcast by searching ICIS Chemicals on the podcast app on Spotify. Thank you for tuning in today, and we look forward to meeting you in the next podcast.
Thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you, Clive.